How's it been like in training? How's it been like getting reintegrated back with the US men's national team? And how have been battles been like with you and your teammates?
It's been good being back. Training's been tough. It's been a bit hotter than a lot of us are used to over in Europe, seeing the sun a bit up more frequently. So that's been it's been a bit tough that way, but it's been good. It's something that we definitely need. A lot of us had a week off, so it's good to get back in shape, get back into the rhythm of things. And yeah, to get back with the team. A lot of guys have come at different points during the last week and a half, and so it's just making sure that we're all on the same page, especially now going into the game on the weekend.
I spoke to Matt Turner, and he kind of mentioned how it's just good to get everybody. It's not a team that people are all in different silos. You guys come together, you guys hang out together. For you as a center back, how good is it to be reacclimated, but getting in touch with your teammates again after such a long European season?
Oh, it's good. What's great about us is that I think a lot of us keep in contact with each other during the season. So whenever we do see each other at these national team camps, it's easy to just, kind of continue where we left off. As a center back, especially, it's good to know how the people play around you, because those are going to be the people that you're fighting with. So, like I said, I try to keep in contact with as many people as possible. But even if I can't get to them during the season, we all hang out here during camps. So it's really nice.
For you, what's been the goal so far in during this camp as you guys prepare for Copa America? And what are your thoughts about the tournament overall?
For the past, few weeks that I've been here, it's been just kind of getting back fit. It's been getting my rhythm back, making sure that I'm doing the right things right. We play a different formation than we do at Palace, so it's just kind of been getting reacclimated to playing four in the back rather than the five, and just working on the principles that they've been teaching me. And of course, Copa America, we look forward to it. It's like the biggest tournament before the World Cup. And so it's something that we're kind of using as a litmus test, playing against some of the top teams in the world, playing against teams, caliber of teams that we're going to play in the World Cup. It's definitely something that we're using, I wouldn't say as a tune-up, because we want to go in and of course compete and win, but it's definitely something that we're using as a good benchmark.
For you, how knowledgeable were you of the tournament before coming into camp? Is there a team that you're excited on possibly playing against?
Copa America, I guess as Americans, we're not too familiar with it, because it's not something that we play in very often. But we know the magnitude of it, we know the weight that it holds, and but I don't think the US has ever won it. So it'd be cool to just go in and win a tournament like this and kind of just set a stamp, or set a mark in the ground for where we want to go going forward.
Now you're not only you're in the DMV for this game, but you're also going to be coming back with Crystal Palace after you get a break on July 31st. Crystal Palace will be here for the Stateside Cup. What are your thoughts about playing in the DC area and playing in the na nation's capital?
Yeah, I think as an American, it gives me a bit of pride, it's kind of where the US started, I guess what you'd say. So I think definitely it's something that you want to protect, definitely something that you want to give 100% for. So I'm really looking forward to playing here. Never played here before. I only visited here when I was maybe 12 years old on a school field trip, so it's good to be back, and very much looking forward to playing here.
You'll have two opportunities. You'll have the game this Saturday, and then you'll have the game in Annapolis when you're with Crystal Palace. So, what's it like to bring soccer, such a high level of soccer, to this area, part of the United States at this time of the year where, while MLS is going on, many people are missing that European style of match that's now on break.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point of preseason is to, of course, get fit, but also to kind of tap into the fans that you don't get to see too often. And so, like you said, DC United is playing right now, but also it's just a good opportunity for American fans to kind of tap more into the teams that are coming into their region. And I think, especially as of late, I think Premier League has kind of started taking notice, started to take focus on the American fan base. So, like I said, just another chance to connect.
And how awesome is it that you're also going to have that opportunity in the Copa America as well in these friendlies in the summer to be close to play games so close to your home state in Alabama. Like, how cool is that?
No, it's awesome. You know, really excited. I have a ton of family coming to, of course, to my Atlanta game, but also to for my Atlanta game for national team, but my Tampa game with Palace. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, a lot of my family doesn't get to come over to England to see me play, so I'm really looking forward to it.
How many ticket requests have you received so far?
Too many. Still have some more coming in as well. So hopefully, I need to put a stop to it so that I can get a good head count.
For you as an American playing overseas, can you kind of explain to people who are still new to the sport, how is it like playing overseas? We've heard in the past about stigmas for Americans who play abroad. How is it like for you so far playing overseas? And the level of respect you've received while you've been with Crystal Palace.
No, it's a challenge for sure. You know, a lot of these kids, well, I guess men now, a lot of these guys grew up supporting these teams, supporting these different nations, and growing up in these places. And so you're kind of coming into their home and trying to make a name for yourself. And not necessarily that they don't like it, but you know, it's you wouldn't want somebody coming into your home and trying to tell you how to do things. So it was a bit of a learning curve at first. You know, I moved to Europe 6 years ago, so right when I turned 18, and there was a stigma that Americans were lazy, that we're not good at soccer, things like that. And then throughout the years, you know, you see players playing at the highest level in Europe, and we've actually started getting a lot of respect from our European comrades. So it's a good feeling, you know. I think there's a lot more respect on US soccer than there was when I first went over.
And that level of respect is also amongst your teammates, correct? Like you've got two of them playing for Colombia. So how is it like amongst your teammates? And when these kind of games come up, like how excited are you to play against your club teammates?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they've played with various Americans throughout the years as well, and you know, we keep popping up at these clubs that they play at, and so you know, I think everybody has respect when you play against South American teams, play against European teams, but then when it's time to play against North American teams, I think now we're starting to finally gain that respect that we deserve. You know, playing against Colombia, it's going to be a big one, of course, because we have two guys on that team. But I'm looking forward to being able to talk trash, you know, before the game and hopefully after the game if we beat them. So. It's really something I'm looking forward to.
Have you had any conversations with them since the call up or before you guys headed out for international?
As soon as we saw the friendly lined up, we probably saw it in March. We saw like the games were lined up for DC against each other. That's when the trash talking started. So we've been going at it for a good 2, 3 months now.
2, 3 months. Okay, so how kind of friendly is it? Are you expecting to be on the field a little feisty, or is it going to be friendly?
No, it'll be a friendly until Saturday, and then it'll get a lot more serious. So yeah, we're friends off the field. Once you step on the field, you can't really have too many friends.
What are your thoughts on Colombia? Like, what do you have you seen of them, and what are your thoughts on how they play and how you guys match up against them?
Colombia is a historic team. You know, you've seen it at every level. They're an amazing team. They're a very aggressive team. They're a very hardworking team. They're very what'll be the word for it? Very technical team. So I mean, every time you see Colombia on a schedule, it's never a game that you can look at and think it's going to be an automatic win. You know, we're expecting a really tough game, and we're expecting to give them a tough game as well.
Where do you see the US right now in terms of its level, and where, how far, what are your goals with going into Copa America? Like, how high are you striving to go? How far do you think this team can go?
No, I mean, I think we look at ourselves as, you know, we're doing well, but we can always do more. And I think that should always be the outlook. You should never settle for where you're at. And so, you know, we're using Copa America kind of as a litmus test for the World Cup coming up, because, you know, this is going to be our last tournament before going into the World Cup. But also, whatever tournament, whatever game we play in, we want to win. So hopefully we can, you know, at the end of the summer, lift another trophy.
You're a Crystal Palace player. You guys are coming to Annapolis this summer. What were your thoughts on this past season and what you guys accomplished? And what are you looking forward to for the upcoming season in the Premier League?
Yeah, I mean, I think this season was definitely a season of ups and downs, but really glad that it finished on the up. You know, I think we put in some good performances, especially at the beginning of the season, that didn't quite get rewarded. And I think with our new coach coming in, I think it's definitely something that we tried to fine-tune, is that we wanted to, play a game from the first to 95th rather than taking a few minutes off that will end up punishing you. And so I think when we finish the game, or we finish the season on a high note, and I think going into next season, we now want to continue on with that momentum that we had, and hopefully have a full 35-ish games of really good performances.
For fans who haven't purchased their tickets for the Columbia game or this friendly between you with Crystal Palace versus Wolves, what would you like to say to those fans, and should they attend those games?
Yeah, definitely come out. Support, whether it's a national team or support Crystal Palace, we'd love to have you there, and it'd be good to hear some American accents.